Welcome back, everybody, to the Off the Helmets radio show, talking Dallas Cowboys football right here on 103.3 FM ESPN. I'm Brady Tinker, sitting here talking to Anthony Brown. Got to say thank you to our sponsors, and then we will get to the Baltimore Ravens and what happens this weekend with your Dallas Cowboys trying to move to 9-1. They will be at home, by the way. We do this show on Tuesdays from the Drunken Donkey in the Colony. Now, there are four Drunken Donkeys, one in Louisville, one in Keller, and one in Denton. So make sure if you're coming to see us on Tuesday night, which the 6th is the next show, Bryce Butler on the 6th of December. December 13th, Brandon Carr, and December 20th, Jalen Smith. That is the next three guests right here at the Drunken Donkey in the Colony. And we would love to see you. Craft beer, a scratch kitchen, hundreds of TVs, a great patio, NFL, NCAA games, whatever it is you want to watch. This place has a great feeling and great food, and we appreciate them very much. Fast Lane Car Wash in Little Elm, Flatley will get your car clean. Give them $6, they will get it clean. The outside will be shiny. They will towel dry it, and they do give a damn that your car is clean. That makes them different. Fast Lane Car Wash in Little Elm. Metalbelia is a memorabilia product that's brand new, produced by a local artist named Pat Payton. You can get that here every Tuesday night with us, or you can go online at patrickpayton.com or metalbelia.com. It's a new product. Ultimate sports fan item made out of metal with these beautiful pictures of the athletes. Most of them, like for the Cowboys, have the stadium in the background. You get an autograph on it, and it will last forever. It will not wear out. It will not smear. It's great stuff. Low T Center, I'm just getting started. My testosterone levels were lower than they were supposed to be. I checked it twice. Figured I needed a little bit more energy, a little bit more brain power, a little bit more push in my business, a little bit more when I'm trying to be an athlete. Yeah. 54, but I can use all the help I can get, and I am going to the Low T Center, and I do personally recommend it. You hate going to the doctor. That's not what this is like. This is a wonderful clinic. They know exactly what they're doing. It's quick and easy. They will take your testosterone level and your PSA levels right now between now and Christmas for $50. You need to know. If your levels are low, they will make you feel a lot better. Talking to Anthony Brown, the Dallas Cowboys, we got one more segment to figure out the Baltimore Ravens. Have we looked at the Ravens yet?
Took a little peek at them so far.
Did we?
Yeah, today.
All right. What do you see?
You know, just like us, you know, a hard football team, like to run the ball, try to be physical, and it's going to be a dog fight.
It's a hardball team. They've had their ups and downs this year. I think they won 3 in a row, lost 3 in a row. Now they've bounced back a little bit, but never when you watch a Ravens game, even from a layman's point of view, do you think, well, they're not serious. They're always serious.
Always.
Same as you guys. They are very physical. They play every single play. And you'll go up against a guy that I estimate is a Hall of Famer in Steve Smith Sr. I'm sure you have a lot of respect for Steve Smith. I'm sure you've watched him a lot. Tell me what you've seen, you know, as a fan, I guess, growing up, if you would, and now what you see as a professional getting ready to go against Steve Smith.
As a fan, you know, I watch him all the time because I'm from Tampa. You know, he used to play in Carolina.
Right.
So they played him 2 times a year every year. And growing up, that was my favorite receiver, Steve Smith. So, you know, it'd be an honor to play, be able to play him this weekend. And I'm looking forward to the matchup, you know. It's a blessing, like I said earlier, just to play all the people that I looked up to when I was a kid.
Physical guy. There is a Steve Smith 60 for 60 thing or whatever coming out on ESPN right now. One of the lines that I heard from him was, I want your, and he's basically speaking to you and the cornerbacks, he said, I want your mama to be mad at me because I am completely dissing her son, or I'm whipping up on her son. That is his approach as he goes into every game. You like that, huh? You got to like that.
You just know it's going to be a competitive. That's all I'm letting you know. It's going to be a competitive game.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be hard fought.
You wouldn't expect anything else, would you? Wouldn't want anything else, would you?
Nah, you want
not
the best.
In the league.
If you want to be the best, you got to beat the best.
Absolutely. All right. 8-1. You've made a lot of people very happy. They are happy about an 8-1 team. I don't know. You know, you haven't been here that long. The economy here is better. The general mood is better when you guys are winning. That gentleman right there will most likely let me merge in a tight spot on the highway because the Cowboys are 8-1. If you were 1-8, I might not be able to get in there. That is how you guys affect this city and this town and its fans. They're always your fans. But when it's 8-1, money's flowing. People are in a good mood. Christmas is better. Thanksgiving, the turkey's bigger. You guys are having a tremendous effect on this town. It is, and I've said it, I believe they're in the middle of a renaissance for this team. There are too many young guys like this one, like Anthony Brown, on this offensive line, on this defense, like the quarterback, like the running back. It's amazing. And this team has suffered through its injuries this year, a couple of suspensions. If you go back and look at who's not here and guys that they haven't had, it's a lot. Yeah. And yet, you guys just next man up. You keep playing, Anthony.
That's our motto, next man up. You know, the game still got to be played, so the next man got to fill in and be ready when it's time, when his number comes.
That's an opportunity.
It is.
Guys looking at you on this team saying, okay, opportunities are real. They're looking at Dak. Yeah. Opportunities are real.
People tend to forget we still got another rookie, Malik Collins, on the D-line.
Plays very well. Number 96 stands out to me.
Yes, sir.
And, you know, I didn't get to see him a lot in training camp because he was hurt.
Yeah.
But, man, Malik Collins can play.
He can. And nope. I went up against him in college. He went to Nebraska.
Yes.
So I used to play against him a lot, too.
That's
so
right.
I kind of knew about him already.
All right. You guys friends?
Yeah, we cool. Yeah. That's my roommate on the road.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
You got stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. So the here we go. Dallas Cowboys, Baltimore Ravens. They are 8-1. I hope that everybody has enjoyed getting to know Anthony Brown a little bit tonight. From Purdue, number 30. Next time you're here, he expects you to have jerseys. The Anthony Brown jerseys will be hitting the store in no time.
They are already in the store.
There you go. That's what they're already in the store. Anthony Brown, fantastic job tonight on the Off of the Helmets radio show.
Appreciate
very good to have you here.
I appreciate
we're going to have a lot more of Anthony Brown. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Off of the Helmets radio show. Thank you to all our sponsors. Thank you to the Drunken Donkey. Thank you to the Low T Center. Thank you to Metalbelia, to Fastlane Car Wash, and to everybody who supports this show. And all of you who are in this building, thank you very much. I appreciate you very much for being here. We'll be back December 6th with the Off the Helmets radio show and Bryce Butler. I'm Brady Tinker. Check out a lot of this. We shoot video of this. A lot of this is at DFW Sportsbeat. Follow me on Twitter, and it's on our YouTube site as well. We'll see you on December 6th with the Off the Helmets radio show. Thanks very much, everybody.
103.3 FM ESPN.